especially for boys, I think, especially for boys who played sports, you saw, let us say, the rougher edges of the community, that you could, I'm sure, especially for girls, you could grow up in Glace Bay and have a perfectly, you know, normal, quote, normal life as a Jewish young woman and not be exposed in the same way. There would be a quiet anti-Semitism, but you wouldn't be exposed to it on a regular basis. But that's not to say it wasn't there and in their homes. You had to be in certain settings to become more exposed to it. And I had that, you know, for better or worse, that opportunity to see, you know, some pretty ugly stuff. Could be playing Little League Baseball. I won't mention his name, but I remember this pitcher. I still remember his name. You know, he had the biggest fastball. And I'd get up to the plate, and he would, you know, yell out, you know, across the field towards me at the plate, "This one's coming at you, you effing Jew." This was common coin. It was not all that unusual to be chased home by somebody. Yeah. Because the distance from our school to where we lived crossed an area that had some rougher elements.
Warrior Road.
Right, or Water Street. And now, I don't want to say that everybody who lived on Water Street was like that. You know, that wasn't true.
Some of them were.
But you had an element. And, you know, you had to cross a certain hurdles on your way, often, not on a daily basis, but definitely on a weekly basis. You could become a little paranoid. You know, for instance, the next door neighbors to us were perfectly lovely people. They had a boxer dog. I was convinced this dog was an anti-Semite because he barked at me.
Yeah, well, some people are a little paranoid, but yeah, that's okay. When this would take various forms, Halloween, swastika on the sidewalk in front of our house. Okay?
With some regularity.
Oh, very regular in my day. Oh, yeah. Grandpa would never allow me to wash it off. His view was, let them choke on it, that Jews live there.